David De Gea leaves Spurs feeling frustrated after lots of world-class saves. David Wagner leaves Huddersfield by mutual consent. And Neil Warnock says we should leave the EU because to hell with the rest of the world. This is In a Plane Repair. Theme that was leaving.
Yeah, I thought the thing is the way you made it sound, and like I don't want to criticize it at all. It sounded like De Gea was disappointed.
What do you mean?
Because David De Gea leaves Tottenham. I heard it as David De Gea left Tottenham feeling disappointed.
Oh, good point.
Rather than Tottenham were left disappointed by David De Gea.
Yeah, that's the way you should have worded it. Yeah. If it, yeah, okay.
No, it's fine. It's just
we're unedited, so...
There was a comma that just unedited. Couldn't come over.
Yeah, that brings me to... You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football podcast anywhere. Joining me today to discuss... multiple weeks of pure drama in the Premier League. He's the only one of us who's coached a team. The psychology expert Jasper Kawaji is here.
Pleasure to be back. It's been a while, hasn't it?
But it has.
We're back.
We are back.
And we're in good form.
Are you in good form?
I think I will be, yeah. I'm confident.
You got a new fresh cut?
Yeah, new haircut, new year, new haircut,
if only,
new me.
If only we did the podcast live, like a video pod.
Yeah, maybe
you could see
will.
How fresh he's looking.
Is it still called a podcast if it's a video pod?
Are we YouTubers then?
I don't know.
Vodcast?
A vodcast.
I think you've
got people talk about a vod. Don't you know what that is? I'm not just making a bad. Play on words. This is genuine speculation coming over here.
Well, I tell you what we should do before we say, Luke, do you have a new haircut?
Just a video. It's just a video, isn't it? That's what it is.
Do you have a haircut video as well, Luke?
Do I have what?
Have you got a haircut?
Well, yeah. In the new year, I have. But I feel like, yeah.
Oh, and yes. Actually, I should say before we go on with this haircut discussion, you are... the only one of us who has refereed a game. And what the hell else do I say he does?
Played the game.
He's played the game at the highest level. It's Luke Stamper.
On the haircut point, can I just pitch in? Some of you may never have seen Luke before, so you don't know what he looks like. However, you can find us on Instagram, at Luke and Jasper.
Boom.
Yes.
That was good.
How has the festive period been on Instagram?
We were putting out some quality content. Don't monitor how people respond to it, but I assume there's been a great reception.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can follow them at Luke and Jasper. Another one of us you can follow is at underscore wolf. He's the one of us
at underscore wolf.
At Otto underscore wolf. He's the only one of us who's got that statistical expertise up his sleeves.
Yeah.
And also in tune with the emotions of the game. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
All right, well, with that said, let us crack on to Spurs 0, Manchester United 1. Jasper, was it an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer masterclass in the tactical area?
I thought they were good first half. They actually came out and gave it a go on the counter, but, like, really... They didn't hold back on the counter. They played with a lot of freedom, which was nice to see. Second half, I have to say, they were just very lucky.
Tired?
I don't know whether they were tired or not. They apparently had just done some warm weather training somewhere.
And to Dubai or something.
Dubai, yeah. And they were as fit as they've ever been, was the thing. But they conceded a lot of chances and...
Well, they've gone... Yeah. I mean, I don't want to trample on your turf here, Arthur, but a particular stat is that something like... Before with Mourinho, they didn't run very much. You could probably say they run, like, you know, out of the... teams in the league probably near the bottom of the running table, and now they're at the top of the running table.
Yeah,
or you know, so maybe if they are tired, then fine.
That is crazy, isn't it? You just think about that. Players, unless it was Mourinho, didn't want them to run.
But maybe Mourinho is like, if I want to, you know, do well over the whole season, I need to be conserving energy.
Well, I suppose there are a lot of different factors how they play. They usually sit back or keep more of a shape. They weren't as flexible as they're being now.
Mm.
But still, much of that must be just players enjoying themselves and
wanting to run.
Were you impressed by Manchester United?
Yeah. Even though, like, they did struggle a bit in the second half. Like, they wouldn't have played in that way under Mourinho. Like, it's clear that, like, their defence, like, is not fantastic. It'd be interesting to see what it's like against better teams when Bailly's not getting himself suspended. Because I feel like Lindelof's been all right. James is just a bit of a questionable individual. But also, I guess, like, with any, like, defensive pairing, you know, like, none of them have really played together a huge amount over the season that have been playing now, because Mourinho just kept switching it up. So,
it helps when you have David De Gea behind the two central defenders. Is he, like, were those lots of amazing saves? I mean, some people were saying the shots weren't very good.
Well, yeah.
Lots of leg saves.
Lots of people were saying the shots were directly at him, but that, obviously, you know, like, I can't remember which keeper tweeted. It was, like, you know, one of those, like, you know, the type of keepers have been to, like, West Brom and, like, done all of those teams, like, Ben Foster or something like that. Yeah. He tweeted, like, the reason why all the shots were directly at him is because his positioning is so good. And that is true to a certain extent.
Yeah, that one from, like, the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he knows.
He moved right across.
And you can see the thing that he's really good at is predicting when the shot is going to come at him, because you can see, you know how keepers do that little jump, like, part themselves and then they can, like, move. He does that. He times
see,
that
if
really.
If you do that at the wrong time, you look.
Well, if you do that at the wrong time, you look really stupid. Mm-hmm. You kind of do, like, a minion-y, like, dramatic dive. Yeah, but, like, he's really good at positioning himself and predicting play. And so, he didn't do any, like, super spectacular saves. Nothing that's going to get into the montage. But he did also make 11 saves, which is
The highlights reel on Match of the Day, you really did feel like, how did Spurs not score?
Because, like, any other...
Especially Llorente's...
So that one, you know, that kind of shot does make De Gea's stats. Those kind of shots do pad De Gea's stats. Because do you remember when Tim Howard had that game in the World Cup where he did, like, a million saves?
20 odd or something.
Because apparently...
He was 16.
Because apparently those were shit shots. And I don't know if that's, like... That's the thing, is that, like, you can
kind of just... We need a goalkeeping expert,
yeah,
really.
We do.
I was wondering
Johnny's
about...
hockey goalkeeper. We sometimes go to him,
well,
don't we?
At the J Doggy Dog will be joining us later on in the show. But until then, we'll have to make do with our... lack of expertise in the goalkeeping department. Yeah.
I think the thing is that when it's someone like Tim Howard making 16 saves, Tim Howard, everyone knows, is not that good, so they're not going to be like, oh, he's now a world-class goalkeeper. David De Gea, he is a world-class goalkeeper, so people are more prepared to be like, well, that must be due to his skill, rather than, they're more likely to, you know, be happy to attribute it to his skill.
It's the first time he's been really good since he's had his hair cut. I don't know, because he had that silly hair for a while. He's always
doing
stuff.
The theme you've got going today is haircuts.
Wow. You can tweet us. Do you like David De Gea's haircut?
Well, I think Bellerin's form's gone down since he got that silly haircut.
And we know Fellaini without his hair as well.
Exactly.
But he hasn't really played without his hair.
Well, there you go. I mean, need you say more? Luke. in terms of, like, the Solskjaer situation, would you just give him the job now if you were in charge?
I don't think I'd give him the job now, but I'd be optimistic about the rest of the season going well enough for him to keep it. Like, if he keeps going like this, it'll have to improve against the big teams, because you're not gonna.
What does he need
have
to?
A combination
what,
of,
what does he need what? To achieve for you to want him to stay on as permanent manager?
I reckon top four.
Top four.
Well, speaking of the top four, they are 6 points off Chelsea, but they've closed an 8-point gap on Arsenal.
They're the only team
Arsenal.
With 5 wins in a row. That's pretty.
So yeah, since Solskjaer's been around,
I think there must
as
be.
As if they won every game.
Arsenal have been quite.
I think he must have. The thing is that I think some Man United fans might be thinking, you know, in the same way that they were like, "We want to do shit," so Mourinho gets sacked.
Mm.
I think a lot of Man United fans don't want Solskjaer to be their permanent manager.
Really?
I think they want, get us top four, but then we'll say bye-bye and get someone
you
bigger.
You really think so?
I think they are. I think they want a...
Imagine if like you had like Pochettino at Man United. Imagine what he could do with those players. Like Solskjaer, like Solskjaer's good. Obviously, like quite a good motivator. But
like Solskjaer's record isn't outstanding.
No.
No.
Like
but
he got
know.
Relegated with Cardiff.
Well, I think basically he did bad with Cardiff and then has been doing pretty well in Norway.
Loads of managers transitioned from the Norwegian league to Man United.
Well, yeah, but it's like, what? I don't know. I don't think people really know if he's any good. And I'd like him to be good. And then, like, if he is good, then it's fine with him staying.
So you want a Zidane-esque?
What?
You want, like, a Zidane-esque, you know, comes to your team as a legend and then wins everything?
Well, who wouldn't want that? What are you saying? You said as if like, oh, that would be stupid to want that.
No, I'm not saying about that. I'm saying like that's what you're wanting. That's what you.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Paul Pogba's pass was really good.
He wasn't actually that good for the rest of the game, though.
You think? No.
He's been good recently.
Yeah, but he wasn't that... I felt like he
was... In that game, yeah.
He was losing the ball a lot, which is normally the thing you really rely on him to, like, hold the ball slowly.
Well...
Because he's, like... He is their midfield. It's really, like...
Funny old player, Paul Pogba.
Do we need to talk about Spurs? Because, like, Kane is now out for a while.
Yeah, that's...
Everybody's gone.
Do they have any midfielders now? Son is going back to this other Asian tournament.
To quote the J Doggy Dog, it's the end of Spurs.
It could be the end of Spurs. But we'll have to... When he gets on the pod, we'll see what he thinks.
And also how far Kane is off the pace while he's injured.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what.
They've got a tough opposition coming up next. They got big old Fulham FC.
Aha!
So,
we will get on to Fulham FC.
They're probably going
to
get smashed, so I'd say this is the end of Tottenham.
But you've got some transfer gossip in the form of Moussa Dembélé.
Yeah, I've just been on the phone and apparently it's been confirmed.
Just been on the phone with Hwang Min in China.
Dembélé's off to Guangzhou, I believe, in China.
Oh, he's...
With Paulinho.
For 11 mil. Yeah, that's where Paulinho is. Yeah. Like, what a midfield. Two big players.
He's going to go to Barcelona for 40 million and then back for 50 million.
Is anyone ever going to... Is he going to ever lose the ball in China?
No.
No, it's just Dembélé dribbling around the pitch for 90 minutes.
But also because Chinese players are quite like...
He'll
like,
go and take it towards the goal, but he'll never lose it.
But then he won't know what to do because his shooting is pretty shit.
Luke, if you were Pochettino now, I mean, do you, like, you had no Son, no Kane, do you try and buy a striker?
Sorry, I've just got to interrupt. Dembélé's quote here. I go with an unbelievable feeling and a certain love for the club.
And that certain love is the kind of the financial...
You've never heard of them, mate.
Yeah. Like, can Spurs rely on Llorente and whoever else they got up there? Moura?
Yeah, Lucas Moura, Dele Alli, I guess.
How long's Son gone for? A while, I guess.
Well, they've had... I think it's a...
Also, they'll probably win it again,
He's missed the first few games of the group stage of this tournament.
Okay, yeah. So not that long then, actually.
Well, no, but they'll still go...
Well, if they go the full, all the way.
Yeah,
basically. Okay. And do we know how bad Kane's injury is?
Kane's going to miss the Dortmund ties, I think. So
until March.
And the Fulham ties.
So. Well, tweet us, Spurs fans.
You probably don't try and buy it. Like a... Like,
yeah, they could buy
Zone,
couldn't they?
I can't really see that working. Of just being like temporarily, quickly buy a strike in the January window just because Llorente's shit. They got the next few games. Like,
they should have snapped up Dominic Solanke before he got taken by Bournemouth.
Oh yeah, that's a steal.
The third most expensive English striker.
No way.
No Premier League goals.
One goal.
One Premier League goal.
Yeah.
Where was I?
I can't remember. He's got one goal.
Sorry, Dominic.
Yeah. You know, on that topic, if we're allowed to just very quickly get into it, you know how like obviously prices have been inflated loads. One of the really sad side effects of that is that I've seen people now arguing that the £35 million transfer for Andy Carroll wasn't that bad. Because now, like, it doesn't look that
weird.
But
at the time,
that's what I mean. People have just got short memories, and they know, and it made me really sad.
Wasn't it Fernando Torres went the other way?
Torres went to Chelsea for 50 mil. And then they bought Andy Carroll for 30 mil.
So, if you're saying Torres is back, we rewind the clock. Torres is 50.
But everyone was amazed by the 50 mil for Torres.
Mm.
Everyone was like.
But at the time, that was like a world. That was like
yeah. And the 35 mil Van de Gaal. But now people don't think it's that bad.
Well, this is this thing. If people on Twitter, you can say anything.
They just say stupid stuff.
All right, let's
what we'll be finding out later in the quiz.
Let's move on to. Should we just briefly talk about Brighton 0, Liverpool 1? Mo Salah, does he dive?
I can't remember this.
I don't mean
we had a chat there. Do you remember early in the season I had a long thing about embellishing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Salah's a big embellisher.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you did.
He knows when to go for, he knows when to go down and when not to go down.
Mm.
And like, because he actually has really good balance and centre of gravity, and he can skip past stuff and stay on his feet really well. And that's one of the things that, like, last season he would stay up despite challenges and score.
And you reckon this season he's got more?
I think he's really concerned about his stats, and he knows that he can get a goal if he gets penalties.
Good point.
Are they penalties if you go past someone and then you kind of stop, you do an unnatural movement to draw contact and then go down? Is that a penalty?
I don't, Luke, we used to say something about you don't think a goals from penalties should count towards
the... No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when people forget it, I'm just saying
because otherwise we're going to have to take away Kane's golden boot. That's the case.
They did call him Cristiano Ronaldo for a long time.
That's the kind of thing I'm thinking about, is when people only really bring that up with, like, Messi and Ronaldo.
What was the thing on tap-ins? They had some other thing that was similar to
tap-ins. Tap-ins are good goals.
Sterling have scored like goals in the 6-yard box. Sterling.
No, it was like something. It was something to do with Ronaldo's name and tapping, like tapping Ronaldo or something. Like that.
Don't be creative.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's the kind of game you gotta win if you're gonna win the league.
Yeah, grind it out.
Yeah, especially penalty. They were off the back of 2 defeats, weren't they? City and then Wolves and the Wolves one.
Isn't, I feel like even though it was a defeat,
it's good to get out of it.
I've never seen a team look more like they didn't want to get through a game.
Well, what they were saying in the pundits at halftime were saying that Klopp was just putting players in the window shop. In the shop window, sorry.
In the window shop.
Give me some new windows, boys. in the shop window. And it didn't work out.
Because
he put, like, Sturridge on a review.
I've never seen Sturridge play so bad.
Sturridge is so bad. But Sturridge must have been like, fuck you, put me out in the FA Cup for a cup that you know. Like, I know that you put me out because you don't want
to score. Chance to get some goals.
But then he brought Salah and Firmino on in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what made me think.
But I think you have to do, like, you can't.
Otherwise, it's just insulting.
Yeah, I don't know, like, he doesn't even celebrate. But he looked annoyed when Origi scored. You know?
I mean, but you would be like, you're 1-0 down to Wolves, I guess.
I don't know, but
he normally celebrates, doesn't he?
He
is normally quite into it.
Maybe it's because it's kind of like, you played shit, you don't even deserve a goal. You know, they could have at least blocked it.
Yeah, also, one team that definitely didn't hold back in the Cup was Man City against Burton.
But that is the thing. So a team that's going to win the league, do they either go out in the fourth round to Wolves, or do they beat a lower league tied 10-0?
9-0.
But like, one of those teams is the team that you would say is going to win the league.
You would say that. You would say that, but I would say in response, there's a 4-point gap.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's a flawed philosophy to be like, I'm glad we're out of the Cup.
Oh, no, I hate it. Every year they play shit in the... They haven't
I
got...
I saw something about...
Also, the Man City game was... Because that's a two-legged game, so they completely killed the second leg.
Yeah, like, that is true.
They didn't have to worry about that at all now.
But then I guess it is a bit different, because City have... I'm not like they got more of a chance of a trophy in that Carabao Cup than Liverpool do in the FA Cup.
Yeah, probably. But I just think Pep's the type of manager. He'll go for the treble. He'll go for the he'll want to win every trophy.
And even in the FA Cup though, City played Rotherham and put out a pretty strong team.
Yeah,
like he's apparently this year they're just he's making the standard so high. If you want to play for us, you've got to be on a really high level.
I just wonder. Yeah,
wonder whether it'll work.
Luke, some people saying that the 9-0 scoreline was insulting. That City should have eased off. That's dumb, isn't it?
Yeah, that is dumb. Yeah, because people also say it's insulting when like you put out a shit team against a team that's way worse than you. So it's like, well, everyone has to like put out a good enough team to win, but don't win by too much.
Yeah, you got
to
win 3-1.
Yeah, you're in a competition. So like,
Luke, have you ever been in the situation where you've either been like 7-0 up or 7-0 down, and how did you feel in these situations?
I've been up and down by a lot in my time. When you're losing really badly, you don't want to feel like the other team's going easy on you anyway. Like, that's not going to make you feel better.
That's what I think.
Anyway. And when, if you're winning by a lot, you kind of, you like, it's hard to keep going, like, and batter a team all the way through anyway. Like, you'll, like, naturally ease up. So.
But Man City didn't.
It's kind of, impressive that they'd, like, just to keep going at it in the same way, regardless of the score. So, I don't think it's like...
Did you watch the match? Because did you see when it got to 9-0 in the last 10 minutes, there was like Man City fans started chanting, the Burton fans started chanting loads because the Burton fans really didn't want it to become 10-0. Man City fans really did. Yeah. So like it got to 9-0 and then the Burton players actually started playing again. They stopped playing from about 5-0 down to about 7 or 8. Yeah. And then at 9 they really started playing again. So there was still like
the last couple of minutes.
They got
it?
Like feisty and they got like, you know, like really... But
does it depend on what the tournament is? Because I was thinking about the Brazil-Germany. Whole stadium full of Brazilians. Do you like, if you're humiliating a nation, is that what a bit different? That?
7-1.
In Brazil.
Well, do you remember when Barcelona?
Well, in fairness, it was 7-0 by half time or something.
No, it was 5-0 at half night time. I think
6 or something.
5. No, they did lay off. Muller said at half time they didn't lay off. They still tried to score, but they like don't start doing like tricks and flicks and stuff like that. Still like.
Well, that's a bit different. I think that's all right.
But I actually, even then, I'm like, fuck it. You know, if you're winning 5-0, do what you like. Yeah. It's part of the fun of football.
Someone might get killed though, you know. It's a bit like there was a lot of tears in that stadium.
Time, you remember when Barcelona beat Juventus like 4-0 or something in Champions League final, or maybe it was Real Madrid beat. I can't remember. There somebody was, and I remember one. Oh, what was it? It was some like it got to the end of like either Champions League final or.
So when Real Madrid beat Atletico, that was pretty...
No, that was really...
They held on for ages.
That was really close, though.
No, I think Madrid did beat Juve, like, 4-1 or something.
Yeah, and I think Casillas was, like, saying to the linesman in extra time, like, just blow the whistle. Respect them, like, this is over. They don't want to play anymore, you know, like...
Because so referees do occasionally do that, where if it's, like, 5-0, they're like, I'm not going to bother with these extra 2 minutes of added time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit like, if you're going to do that, why don't you just...
Yeah. I don't know, I don't think I've ever actually, I don't know if now they ever blow, they will never blow before the time's up, but they will as soon as it gets to like 3 minutes or 4 minutes, they'll just like...
So I have a question about this. So my brother was playing, and he was playing with a really stingy ref who blew the whistle when it went out for a corner. So blew the full-time whistle when it went out for a corner.
Oh, yeah,
you never see that in the Premier League.
You do sometimes. You do sometimes. It's happened to...
Yeah, but teams are always annoyed.
I've seen it happen a few times.
If there's, like, a goal in it, I think...
Yeah, definitely.
Luke, if you're refereeing a game, do you, you know, do you, when it gets to 90, do you just blow?
First I'll say none of the games I've refed have gone to 90 minutes because they've been little five-a-side games. And also on those, it's a bit easier to find a natural stopping point because the ball goes out a bit more. I think you've got to, like, if there's a quite an obvious opportunity for a team, I think you should let it develop. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
What if there are 3 minutes of added time? You know, you've already added on like an extra 30 minutes because David De Gea is wasting time.
And then you allow the corner and someone walks over for 30 seconds. By the time the goal is scored,
you could be looking at 95
over. I'm a big fan of 70-minute matches and stopping the time when the ball goes out.
Really?
I really hate how you actually only have 60 minutes of play.
But do you not like when it says 95 on the clock and it's like, just equalise the 98th minute?
Yeah, I do. But I feel like it would actually be a good enough change. I think it would be a change that would be beneficial.
Yeah, but as a stats man, it would affect all the stats, wouldn't it?
That's like, fine.
Oh, we've got stats going back years.
Yeah, that is an issue.
And it's, I feel like the thing is with football is it doesn't have to be totally rational. You know, it's just the way the game is.
It's a flawed game.
Yeah. That's the whole thing about VAR.
Exactly. It is the thing with VAR.
Did you see that last night? Who was it?
Derby against...
And it was an offside. Southampton. But they were trying to say, like, that's not clear and obvious offside.
No, no, they were. Alan Shearer and Gary Lineker were trying to say they didn't think it was offside at all.
Yeah.
Because they were like, his shoulder is actually past his foot. And it was like...
There's this argument about if you don't have an accurate camera, like in that Spurs got a penalty, wasn't it? Kane against Chelsea.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And that actually, Chelsea like got a better angle and showed that the VAR angle was wrong.
Yeah.
Was actually Chelsea offside. Had a different camera. We're like, by
their stats guy, but it took him like a few minutes. Yeah, I don't get
also
why you would never have a camera on the halfway line.
Because there's some things about... If it's when the ball is touching the foot that makes the pass,
yeah.
Or if it's when it's just left the foot,
yeah. And like all if you these do details like, so now like, matter. So if usually, it's like, so if, no one's ever thought about this in terms of the offside.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be
the moment the ball leaves the foot.
So like that millimeter. Once you've got a millimeter,
because if somebody did like a fancy like get the ball stuck to their foot, like spin around and scoop it through, you wouldn't say that pass began when it first touched the ball.
Yeah, but. I guess it is still fractions of a second, and that can decide whether someone's offside or onside.
It will be defined, won't it? But what are they going to do if they don't have an accurate camera?
Because the thing is, offside should be yes or no, and so it is the type of thing where you're just
The thing is, isn't it just like the statistics say VAR reduces the number of errors by a certain amount, you're still going to have these grey areas, isn't it?
It's like,
it's just like, but it's just the grey areas on like an offside, which is supposed to be a black and white, no grey.
And are the grey areas worth, you know, like, because obviously you're making some sacrifices by having VAR.
Mm.
And
I want to know what the margin of error is for goal line technology. I mean, because it's normal, I mean, 11 millimeters sounds to me like we're in it. I mean,
I think it was like 0.05 millimeters or something like that. I think it's really, really small.
Okay. I'm still going to believe that it's 11 millimeters because, you know, what if we get to the end of the season and
that'll be it,
Man City win the league on goal difference. West Ham 1, Arsenal 0. Otto, West Ham, we were right about West Ham from the start. Arsenal are quite odd. They were like really bad, they were really good, and now they're kind of like somewhere in between.
Why was that the Arsenal game on New Year's?
We missed your match report, by the way.
I never actually recorded a match report. And admittedly, Fulham ended up losing 4-1. But actually, for a lot of the game, and this wasn't just me saying it, I was with my Arsenal mate and he also agreed with me, Arsenal looked really bad and really poor, and like they have this thing of they're really good when they get in their flow. They scored like 3 goals quite quickly and that's what made it 4-1. Or no, they scored 2 goals quite quickly after it was 2-1. But like, they are, if they don't get like a hold of the game, they're really shaky.
Yeah.
And they just don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
they give the ball away a lot and they do like a lot of stupid mistakes. And they just don't quite like... It's just like really like... Their football's really bitty and really like... They need more players like Ramsey who can hold the ball and pass the ball well. But then he doesn't even get played because he's kind of like leaving and stuff like that. It's really weird. And then West Ham were like quite good at exposing Arsenal's weaknesses because they're quite physical and they pressed and Arsenal just made stupid mistakes.
And it looks like West Ham actually are playing at home now as well. You know,
exactly.
It's like the stadium is loud and it looks quite.
And everyone loves Declan Rice. You know,
have you ever seen a man more happy to score a goal?
I know, he was so great.
Luke Ozil, wasn't even in the squad. Hasn't like what?
I'm glad you asked me to come in on that because I didn't see the game at all. So,
well, there you go. I mean, what do you think? Is he going to leave? I mean. Should he leave? What's going on?
I feel like he should leave, actually. Probably. But I don't know, like, I don't know, what's the issue here? Is it that he doesn't run enough and he, like...
Yeah, maybe
he's not. He's not good enough in those, like itty-bitty situations, you know, when everything's not going right for the team.
Surely a team can incorporate one player who doesn't, like, try as hard as everyone else.
Yeah, but I guess he plays quite central. If you're wanting to have any kind of press, your central attacking midfield is quite essential to that press. I don't really know.
Very Wenger put.
The weird thing is, do you remember that game against Leicester, though, when
he ran loads?
Well, he was just brilliant all game.
But also, do you remember when Wenger used to bring out the stats? You know when everyone used to say he didn't run? Yeah. And then Wenger used to bring out the stats being like, actually, Ozil runs as much, if not more, than the majority of players.
So what's this about?
Because, like, I guess it's his defensive work rate is the issue. But, like, it's not that he doesn't put the effort in. It's that he puts the effort in making space for the attacks and stuff like that.
Mm.
It is weird. But I think, like, I was watching, for some procrastination, I was watching the Barcelona-Real Madrid 5-0. You know, like, Guardiola versus Mourinho. Like, it was Ozil, like, when he was at Real Madrid. And, like, He wasn't defensive then either, but he was, you know, in a team and he was like amazing in that team.
Well, and also he played for Germany and he played World Cup for Germany.
He's ridiculously good.
You just accommodate him. Like, he's that good that he you build a team. Really,
that's the thing. I think everybody's torn between building a team around him or not, or ditching him.
But you do. Like, he's a player that's good enough to do that.
Coutinho at Liverpool to a certain extent as well. Just be like,
yeah, it's like you don't expect Salah to defend loads.
Because he is like literally a god.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put him as a second striker and
he's odd.
But I guess the thing is that Ozil was maybe a bit more inconsistent, and so if you do build a team around him and he's not on it, but I don't even believe that. I don't even think he is that inconsistent.
So Luke, if you were Ozil, you'd leave. If you were Arnautovic, would you leave West Ham? He waved to the London Stadium crowd. Yeah, he did a little wave. Big offer from China.
Yeah. Which club is it for him?
Don't know.
Sorry. Shanghai?
I'll do some research.
He hasn't been shit at West Ham.
He's had his moments. I mean, he's just going for the money, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to 606 where Robbie Savage was having a go at a caller for basically saying, by just screaming at him over and over again, how much money he'd be earning in China. And it's like, he is also earning quite a lot of money in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And playing against, like, I don't know, I don't really like, I mean,
I don't really get it. I mean, you're obviously...
I don't know. It's weird. Like, if he doesn't want to play against the best players in the world and doesn't want to feel like he's playing the best football...
Hang on, are you saying that, like, Paulinho and Dembele are not the best players in the world? I mean, come on now.
Apart from them, if you don't want to play against the best...
well adapted.
But, like, If he just wants to go have a good time playing football, but not necessarily playing at the highest level he's potentially capable of playing, and also just feels like earning shit tons of money, like it's not a stupid decision.
But I bet he's already on about 100 and something K a week.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the point is, like, not all footballers might be of the mindset that they're just so competitive that they want to always be playing at the highest level they could ever reach.
But I guess,
like, there's potentially something
in the best league.
Yeah, I'm happy just being really good at football and then going and playing at a slightly lower level and just bossing it over there.
Personally, I'm insulted.
But I think nobody starts playing football... Well, actually, I don't know, because we come from quite a privileged position, so it might be different. I was going to say that nobody plays football as, like, this is my only way that I'm going to make money.
Remember the Southampton guy, Pella, was it?
Yeah, he went to China, and
he kind of said, yeah, I'll be getting loads and loads of money, and that's why I'm going, because it means... me and my children will never have to think about money before, and I think he probably had some kind of when I was growing up.
So it's like you can do stuff with that money.
And his rap career has really taken off since then. Yeah, he's a really shit rapper.
I mean, I guess it's like you're retiring kind of like 35 anyway. You need a lot, you know.
There's a massive thing with sports people in general and footballers, if you're at a bit of a lower level, I suppose League 1, League 2, where you finish your career at 30 or...
Oh yeah, then definitely issue, yeah.
And it's like, you're not qualified for any other job and you will need to work again.
Mm. Yeah.
Stoneman Labour.
Oh!
Whoa!
Wow, welcome.
Yeah, my neighbour. Yeah, never mind.
welcome to the pod at the JWD.
I think you had a story then.
My neighbour played for Oxford United and Arsenal. And then had to work at BMW factory.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Crazy times.
I guess it would also, lots of footballers do end up falling into massive debt. But the thing is
this a football podcast now? Or is this now just like a...
Life skills.
Yeah.
Well, football's fans. Football is more than just 11 men kicking a ball.
More than just what happens on the pitch, you know?
Yeah. We're worried about Arnautovic's future life. Because also, Arnautovic, he's a legend. He could definitely just appear, just do a punditry thing, like a match of the day star thing.
You say that.
He's completely insane.
There aren't many roles for these punditry positions.
Oh, back in his country, he's like a legend.
What country is he from?
Like Switzerland or something, isn't it?
No, it's not Switzerland. Austria.
He could definitely do something in Austria. Like Rio Ferdinand's on 80k a week. And he's just such a fucking... Did you see the thing about Rio Ferdinand telling Rafa Benitez that he should spend his own money on Newcastle?
Yeah. All the Ashley stuff. So well, the thing is, I saw that documentary about his... Because, you know, his wife died. And like,
he is a twat.
The thing is, after that documentary, I was like, he's a good man.
he's such a twat.
It only takes one interview to reverse all that.
I don't think he's a twat as in, like, he's a dickhead. He's just a bit of a jerk.
Twat
is in a
dickhead.
I think there's a lot of
It's not like he's out there doing bad things. He's not a bad person. He's just a bit of a silly man sometimes, you know?
Johnny, as we've missed you, can I just give you a couple of quick-fire questions?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, is it the end of Spurs?
Well, last time I said it was, they had quite a good comeback. So... maybe I should say that it is going to be the end again and that maybe they can find it. No, it's not the end of Spurs.
Because, well, I mean, Kane's out now for 5 weeks, you know?
Yeah, but, like...
I'm just trying to say it.
They're such a... They're doing fine, you know?
Say it.
What?
Okay, all about Kane's pace.
Kane's pace?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pace just isn't really that big part of a game, is it? So... it's fine that he's a bit slow.
No, but I mean, I'm saying how many yards off the pace is Kane?
No, he's injured.
Oh, how many yards? I think he's right back up there.
He's injured, Johnny.
He's broken his ankle.
Has he?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since the end of that last game.
Oh, yeah, I missed that game. I would say he is all the yards off the pace.
Yes.
How many yards is that? How many yards is the pace? This is what we're going to find out.
How many yards is the pace? It's 5 yards.
So he's 5 yards off the pace. Yeah.
I can get some evidence for Rio Ferdinand being a twat. No, we don't have to do it now.
Before we get to that, who is going to win the league? Manchester City or Liverpool?
Liverpool.
Ah, okay. Well, with that, let's move on to Burnley 2, Fulham 1.
No.
The team who won didn't have a shot on target.
Oh my god.
I enjoyed the own goals very much. Did you enjoy the game?
I thought it was a good game. Yeah, very exciting. The banter era has begun. Ryan Barber will get on the banter train. We're losing games without taking a shot on target. Yeah, it's not good, is it?
I think Fulham actually looks slightly better than they did under the...
They didn't have a shot on target.
No, but that's not the point. Like,
I thought it was Burnley that didn't have a shot on target.
Yeah, he just said he thought Burnley were looking good.
I'm saying I think Fulham look a little bit better than they did under their other dude.
Yeah, I just don't know, man.
I mean, Burnley can put away some good teams. Remember when they beat Bournemouth?
4-0. How would I forget?
The thing is, you know they've got that player, Chris Wood, who's a striker?
Yeah.
He honestly looks like the stupidest man I've ever seen in my whole life. Like, I had to Google him to watch an interview of him to see if he was a stupid or not.
Excuse me, what is that sound?
Someone's opening.
Johnny! What are you doing? What the fuck is he doing?
I want to see the payoff.
Maybe he can't hear us. I don't think he can hear us.
Johnny!
I
think he's gone.
You didn't mute your mic, you just muted us.
We can edit that out.
Fulham are looking better, but also we're looking really shit. We're looking really shit. We need some transfers. We need a centre back, but it's shit. And nobody's coming. What is Barber going to do?
He did
once. And he's also been starting for Holland recently. Yeah. And they won that league and he played like...
But he's 32. What's he doing coming to a red foot? Like, he obviously doesn't... The thing is, right, you can't get players like Barber because they don't give a shit about Fulham.
Yeah,
And he doesn't care if Fulham stay up.
So who can become
a, but you need, like,
you say this, but Arnautovic went to West Ham last year. They were bottom three. He, like, completely bossed it. I mean, yeah, fair enough. Maybe he doesn't care. That's what he's getting to China.
But I mean, like, I just feel like you lose one game with a player like Barber or whatever.
And that's it.
And then he's just like, well, I just don't care anymore.
So
who should you want to care?
We need some Brexit.
This is like
we need some
the foreigners don't care.
We need some men tucking their shirts, put up their socks.
I don't think those people exist anymore.
We need to get a midfield of like Scott Parker.
Mark Noble,
yeah.
Joey Barton.
And like Danny Drinkwater. And then fucking
Joey Barton?
Yeah, Joey Barton. Joey Barton's the manager.
While we're on the theme of Brexit, Neil Warnock. Cardiff have distanced themselves from his comments. They said it didn't represent the club's stance.
I always said he was racist, didn't I? I'm really glad that I was vindicated.
Why did you think he was?
Because he used to say, he was like, because remember when he had that thing with the Wolves manager, when he got Moyes?
He was like, well, the foreign managers might not understand
our customs, and they come over here and they don't have any respect.
Oh,
and so there's that, you know, he's obviously
in kind
racist.
Of like a, in like a Gary Neville kind of, do you think Gary Neville though would leave? I was wondering.
No, I don't. He'd have thought long and hard about it. Even got his tactics brought up, without doubt.
I would like to see a Jamie Carragher. Oh no, Carragher's actually a Remainer, isn't he?
Rio Ferdinand to Remainer, just read on his
book. I would have liked to see a Carragher versus Neville.
A debate.
The debate.
Get them in Parliament.
Oh yeah. Cardiff nil.
Monday night foreign policy.
Cardiff nil, Huddersfield nil. Johnny, you are a relegation expert. Are they both going down?
Yeah, that's looking that way, isn't it? I can't comment. They're both doing badly.
Huddersfield have parted ways with David Wagner.
No, but it was a genuine mutual consent.
But what does that really mean, though?
Well, because normally they just say it.
Yeah, I think he asked to leave, didn't he?
He asked to leave beforehand.
He was getting really stressed.
Really?
Yeah, he needed because he loves the team and they love him.
I think he's quite a good manager, really. He's just
probably get another job, to be fair, instead of him sticking around till they drown.
Yeah. Who can you see him at then?
I don't know. Actually, I said that, but they don't have many points, do they?
But he did work. The fact he kept them up was a miracle.
With a shit squad.
Like the
so
team,
I suppose
they never should have been promoted anyway. They were the last in the playoffs.
Mm.
In a couple of months, will a team get him if they're struggling?
No, next season maybe.
Before we, do you want to just go for the quiz now? Before we could do the rest of the games afterwards.
Oh yeah, we can do the quiz.
All right. Okay. Before we get to the quiz, let me remind you that you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate us 5 stars. If you don't have Apple Podcasts, you can also follow us on SoundCloud, where you can join all of our other 13 followers.
13,000, I think. You missed out 1,000.
If only that were true.
I'm ready for quiz.
Okay, so without further ado, let's hand over to our expert quizmaster, Otto_Wolf, for a quiz.
Thank you.
It's Otto's quiz time.
Woo! Alright, so I've got a few political questions. So,
do you mean like football-related politics
or just politics? So, you know, Corbyn's received a lot of criticism for being ambiguous about whether he is in or out of the EU. But he was very sure on whether he was Wenger in or Wenger out. Which side did he fall on?
I reckon I know.
Shut up.
I feel like I'm in his mind right now.
I mean, does he like... Wenger's probably like... socialist, isn't he? Like, do you reckon? I mean,
he got a degree in economics. Or
there you go.
Does that mean you're socialist?
That means he knows the system.
Yeah. Oh god.
Has everyone got the ready for their answer?
Yeah.
All
right, Luke, do you want to start?
I reckon he was Wenger in.
Johnny?
Yeah, it's the same. Wenger in.
Well, I'm gonna go Wenger out.
Wenger in.
Oh, everyone but Thomas got it right. Good, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to go.
Yeah, we're gaining on you, Thomas.
All right, and I think the next one I think everyone will get right, but it is quite funny because I wanted to remember it. Who does David Cameron support, and who did he accidentally say he supported in a press conference?
You can get I know the two teams, but I don't know.
Yeah, I can't wait which way around it is.
Well, he doesn't know which fucking way around it is.
Hang on, yeah. So what answer do you want us to give?
I want you to give me. I don't know. I don't think I can give you a point for each. Or maybe I can. I can give you a point for each. No, I can't give you a point.
But then, can we just name the two?
You have to say which one's which.
But which one is which?
That's what I mean.
But do you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I'm the quiz master.
He's just asking because he wants to
know. Yeah, anybody know? All right, Luke, go for it.
So he actually supports Aston Villa, but he said West Ham.
Johnny?
Yeah, same. Me and Luke are on it. We got something going.
Thomas?
Yeah. Well, I don't want them to gain on me anymore, so I'm going for what they said.
Alright,
I'm feeling the pressure.
I did think it was the same as well.
But everyone got it. No.
Yes. Well done, lad.
Alright. Politics.
Final.
I hear him in my mind saying, well, I'd rather you supported West Ham. And then being like, oh, no. Yeah.
Alright, final political question. And then we got some real doozies. George Way, the one of the best strikers to ever play, is now president of an African country.
Yeah.
Which country is he president of?
That's hard.
I think I've got one.
I'm going to go straight up.
Is it like a very recent election?
Also, while you're waiting, while you're thinking of your answers. Oh, yeah, no, so he ran in 2010, 2014, and 2018.
Oh, so it's not like a recent thing.
It's recent that he was like a genuine contender.
Just while we're on the Prime Minister's football teams, do you know Tony Blair used to have like a little 30-minute video that his team would get him to watch every week that would like round up all of like pop culture?
Yeah, yeah, it was like on the thick of it.
So he could like pretend to know what was happening in the East Enders and everything.
Yeah, no, I think all of them. Everyone has that.
Oh, I think they invented that shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was like.
Yeah, that's the Campbell.
It's got Campbell's.
Yeah. No, but I think now I think they all would do that. While you guys are thinking of what country George Way is president of currently, Pele was appointed as sports minister of Brazil, in which he introduced Pele's law to stamp out football corruption, but then had to resign as they found out he was corrupt. Okay, do you guys have your answers for which president? Country is president of? All right, Luke.
Why am I going first? I have no idea.
All right, Johnny?
I put DRC.
No.
I'm going with...
Could be.
I'm going with Africa.
Libya.
Oh, Jasper was so close. Liberia. All right, okay. Now we've got non-political, a slightly more fun question.
I enjoyed that.
All right, so I've got tweets from footballers. I'm going to read out three tweets, and I'm going to say the three players. You're going to tell me which player said which tweet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Makes sense.
So the first tweet is, "Finally, my little pig arrived. She is only 2 months old. Is a she, but I called her Super." And then they replied to that tweet saying, "Actually, can't find the willy, so I think is a she. Ha 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 ha, but maybe a he. Ha 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 ha." The next one.
Jesus Christ. Can we have a date on these tweets?
Yeah, that was tweeted in August 9th, 2013.
Right.
The second one is, "Morning, tweeps. Yesterday I watched the Paranormal Activity 3, and today I'm going to put it in the bin. Too scary to watch." And the last one is, "Ha ha 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 ha, well done, hashtag FA, I lied, did I? Hashtag, all caps, bunch of twats."
Oh, fuck.
Right, so
you're going to get disciplined for
those were
a bunch of twats.
Eva, Wanyama, Ashley Cole, or Mario Balotelli. Do you want a quick reminder of them?
Oh,
first one was about a pig, not quite knowing what his gender was, looking for the pig's willy.
I'm going with Ashley Cole for that one.
Second one was about Paranormal Activity being really scary, and the third one was the FA being Hashtag bunch of twats.
I'm going
Wanyama, Ashley Cole, and Balotelli.
Yes.
So I'm going, the order I'm going is Ashley Cole.
Pig. Yeah.
Victor Wanyama, Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
Actually, can I have a date on that Paranormal Activity?
April 26, 2012.
No, I'm going to switch that to Mario Balotelli.
All right.
Which means I have to go with Wanyama as the other one. Wanyama. I'm doing it, yeah.
All right. Anybody else got their answers?
I think I'm going to go Ashley Cole, Balotelli, Wanyama.
So Ashley Cole Pigs?
No. No. I can't remember them. Right.
It was Pigs, Paranormal Activity, or F.A. Bunch of Twats. Luke, Johnny, you want to jump in?
Yeah, I got the little Hishi Pigs, Wanyama.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity, Balotelli.
Yeah.
And then Ashley Cole, Bunch of Twats.
Yeah, I won that as well.
Okay, so you
fuck
won
that shit.
Same as Johnny.
No, that's what I was
trying to say. Same as Johnny, Luke?
I've got Pig Willy is Ashley Cole.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity, Wanyama.
Yeah.
And Fuck the FA is Balotelli.
All right. So it was, in fact, Balotelli tweeting about his new pig.
Oh. Oh.
Victor Wanyama tweeting about Paranormal Activity.
Did I get that?
No, you didn't get any right there.
Oh, shit.
And Ashley Cole. You know, because Ashley Cole following, because he's somebody... called him, he said something like someone said something racist to him or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then he tweeted back because he was like, you know, they called me a liar because then they said he wasn't. So I think everybody got 1 point apart from Thomas.
Jesus.
Yeah. Alright, next ones are. Okay. The first tweet is.
Oh, we got more of this.
Yeah, there's only one more. Alright. The first tweet is Red Hot Chili Papers. They are really hot, like chili, good, bad. And the next one is Mr. Bean, full stop. Funny, full stop.
This is hard.
We don't even know who the players are yet.
And the last one is, actually, this one's quite easy. This one, Thiago Silva. That the same pussy that's been injured all season.
Well, I'm going for Thiago Silva.
Another overrated Brazilian. Oh, sort your hamstrings out, fat boy.
Jeez.
All right, and so these were. So these tweets were from either Victor Wanyama. Wayne Rooney or Joey Barton. So you've got the first one is about Red Hot Chili Peppers being a really hot, like chili, good band.
Wayne Rooney.
The next one being Mr. Bean, funny. And the last one being about Thiago Silva being a pussy with fat thighs.
What was the third choice person?
So it was Wayne Rooney, Victor Wanyama, and Joey Barton.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Right, so
I've got my order.
All right, yeah.
Rooney, Wanyama, Joe Barton.
Alright, okay.
I'm gonna go with Wanyama, Rooney, Joe Barton.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm the same as that.
Oh, nice work. Yeah, it was Wanyama treating out how hot chili like good band. Oh. Wayne Rooney saying, Mr. Bean, full stop, funny, full stop.
Oh, yes, accurate.
And Joey Barton calling Thiago Silva a pussy.
Oh. Well done, lads.
So, it was. Okay, so everyone got one apart from Thomas in the first round. Apart from Thomas.
Oh, it's
actually
terrible.
Right. Well, one Otto calculates the score.
And there's everyone free apart from Thomas one.
Jasper got one in the second.
Oh, yeah, so everyone free apart from Jasper free.
I'm going to get Jasper a phone charge. So, you want to discuss.
Bielsa.
You discuss Bielsa.
I'm going to take the pole seat then.
Spygate.
So, Bielsa's been in some controversy this week. Luke, is it the end of Bielsa's career? Should he be executed?
Does Luke know what this is all about?
I don't think it was going to be the end of his career.
We haven't mentioned what it was.
And no, obviously, you shouldn't. What kind of dumb questions are these?
Well, Luke, Thomas always has really extreme questions. Yeah, so I'm going with the Thomas.
Probably he shouldn't be executed. I do love how, like, they get caught doing one, and he's immediately like, "Yeah, I do it to everyone." Which, because I see his line, but it's kind of funny. Of like, lots of people think like, just admit to the one that people saw was going on.
The whole thing's hilarious.
But do you?
So they got caught spying. Then yesterday, so he called a press conference, and loads of people actually thought he might just resign because he's been known to just leave clubs before when he's like fed up.
Yeah.
And then they all these journalists arrived into the room, didn't they? And he had his PowerPoint set up, and he just told them all, "Yeah, we spied on every club," and then went through all 50 of Derby's games that they've like gone over.
And so, Johnny, as a fan,
yeah,
do you think Bielsa's justification that what he's done is not illegal is a good enough justification for you?
Well, if I was a Leeds fan, then yeah. I mean, like, I think it is a valid point that there's different like customs in different countries, so maybe
Argentina, everyone's spying on everyone.
Part of his point is that he didn't know it was something wrong, and then the other part was he doesn't think that going to the training session is actually a helpful thing. Like, he's like, we have so much information.
Yeah, I guess from, that's the
like,
point.
Like, other methods that like it's just kind of easing his nerves rather than like actually.
I thought all clubs spied on each other, but. So I learned something there.
Well, Frank Lampard was...
Like, why wouldn't you?
Frank Lampard was upset about it.
Why should he be upset? Stuart Pearce said the match result should be reversed.
Yeah, they should replay the match. That's what he said. But then it was quite funny because then everyone was playing saying that's actually worse for Derby because they'll just get smashed again because they were absolutely... I don't know if you watched the game, but... Like, Leeds absolutely smashed Derby. They're amazing.
So Leeds going up then?
Oh yeah, Bielsa's a genius.
Although his teams, for the last like couple of months, tend to burn out because they have to do so much running.
Okay.
And they don't have massive squads normally. Cause...
But his depth of analysis of teams was amazing in that presentation.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to see that.
But do you think that is, you know, that is, that is that a justification? You know, can you, is it just saying I'm really passionate, I want to win, therefore I'm going to do this kind of stuff.
I don't see why you can't spy on other teams. It's not against the law.
No, I guess not.
He also said if he doesn't do that level of analysis, he has anxiety.
But also another thing about Bielsa I found out, I don't know if you've ever watched, in his so his first ever pre-match interview, him and his interpreter, what they did was, so the person would ask the question, the interpreter would translate it to Bielsa. Bielsa would then give his answer back to the interpreter. The interpreter would then give his answer in English back to Bielsa. And then Bielsa would say it in really broken English. And the interpreter's really bad. Like, he just like can't really translate and stuff. And it turns out he's not an interpreter at all. Bielsa's just like met him when he was in France and really likes him. And he likes like chatting politics with him. He's actually a professor, a university professor in Cuban-American relations, and Bielsa just likes having him around to talk politics with him, so he just like employs him and has him like as his interpreter.
He's an absolutely incredible guy.
He's fucking bizarre. I love him. I really hope he gets to the Premier League because it'll just be so much fun.
It'll be amazing. Cool.
But yeah, I don't know. Do you want to take that pole position?
Well, we haven't got much. We should probably wrap it up soon because I have to go and give my dad his present. But we could do next week's fixtures. Do you want to do a couple of simulations? Scotland women 1, Norway women 3. Currently happening. Okay.
That's the benefits of the live podcast.
Okay. Oh, big games this weekend. Big games. 5:30 on Saturday is Arsenal against Chelsea. Jasper, give us a simulation.
Give me some noises then. One one. Neither team's playing particularly well at the moment. Pretty bad game, I'm going to say.
Controversial.
If you're going to miss a game this weekend, that'll be the game to miss.
Oh.
I came into the earlier game of Wolves versus Leicester, which is going to be a cracker.
Really? No, they're never good at early kickoffs. They're always dead.
Well, really?
I feel like they are.
Is that based on evidence?
The Jurgen Klopp theory is that the fans have all gone out the night before, and they can't. And it's just too early for them.
What, by three though? They've got a few more drinks.
Exactly. And plus, he doesn't know because he likes to have breakfast, and he can't have his normal weekend breakfast if it's a 12:30 kickoff. Apparently,
So, anything else take your fancy there? After Liverpool Palace could be good.
Yeah, I was looking at the games tomorrow, I think. On Sunday, I mean. No, there's nothing exciting.
Fulham Spurs.
Jordan Vietnam.
You know what? Fulham... Jordan. You know, that's the Asian Cup.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, actually, Jordan in the Asian Cup.
Iran versus Oman.
Right.
So China... Is the Chinese League going on at the moment? Does it carry on going while China...
Does it actually exist, or is it all just a money laundering scheme?
So actually, Fulham Spurs, I think Spurs might be there to, for the taking.
Yeah, I think they're
that could be the result of turnaround.
That could be a season.
Give us a simulation, then, Arto.
That was a very rushed simulation. So
slightly strong start from Fulham. Look like they might get something, and then they lose 4-0.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
A classic Fulham result.
Luke, let's... Manchester United against Brighton, you know it's going to be like 4-0 to Man United, isn't it?
I guess.
Although Brighton are kind of a little bit of the... They're a bit of a David Goliath,
In fact, their home form is the best out of anyone outside of the top six.
Really?
Wow. Since they've been in the Premier League.
They love to beat big teams as well.
And,
is this match in Brighton?
It is actually at Old Trafford.
Again, fuck
them, aren't they? Yeah, okay, Johnny, you're pretty much our relegation
correspondent. Oh, and on the topic of Brighton, I had this thing the other day when this person had basically put out a post about how amazing Fellaini is.
Oh, yeah.
Using loads of like shitty stats, and I responded being like, this is really fucking stupid, your stats are really flawed,
like,
and if you use this same technique you could like make Glenn Murray look like a world-beating striker. Mm. So then, just to piss me off, he made a whole post about
Glenn Murray.
How great Glenn Murray is. He made like a Reddit post, like 4 paragraphs long.
And how did you reply to that?
I just said, fair play, mate.
It's
quite exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can tweet us. If you follow Otto_Wolf and send him a DM, he will send you that exchange if you want a little more information on that one. But before you rush to your laptop to get that, you're going to hear Johnny predict the result of relegation six-pointer Newcastle versus Cardiff.
They're all six-pointers. This is practically a 12-pointer.
It's a 12-pointer, Johnny. What do you think?
Let's go with a Newcastle belter.
Oh yeah.
A Newcastle belter.
This might be the hidden game to watch, you know. I think it's going to be 4-1 to Newcastle.
4-1 Newcastle.
Yeah.
They're going to break precedent and finally have
them. Chelsea.
Have they scored more than 2 goals in a game yet?
Not till this day.
So
fair enough.
Okay, so shall we look any gossip, anyone, before we move on to the end of the pod?
Well,
there was
just
some
to bring
gossip.
You up just quickly to Wednesday, how weird is this that Bruce took over, so we hired him just after January, but he's not actually taking over until February. It's really weird.
Yeah,
so we've got his like trusted coaches.
Why is he doing that? He's on holiday or something, is he?
There were rumours that he wanted to go to the Caribbean to watch England play Test cricket against the West Indies, but apparently they're not true. I mean, it's just very weird. Just personal reasons is all this.
I personally think we should have a vote that stops Jasper just shoehorning Sheffield Wednesday into the podcast.
Oh, please, how much do you talk about fucking Fulham?
Come on, man.
Oh, also, on Wednesday, about to go into another transfer embargo. We're a fucking mess. Unless we go up this year, the chairman said.
The Guardian
any transfer rumours?
The Guardian reports that Mesut Ozil has been told he can leave the Emirates.
Oh, and Aaron Ramsey has signed a pre-contract for Juventus.
And Higuain is close to coming to Chelsea.
Divock Origi has been identified as the potential loan signing for Tottenham.
No way.
I would love to see Divock at Spurs.
Pochettino.
That'd be cheeky.
No,
Pochettino
couldn't do anything with that.
Okay.
But are Man United going to buy anyone? They normally buy players, don't they?
I feel like Solskjaer's just...
Liverpool just signed someone from Real Madrid. Casilla.
No, Leeds did.
Leeds
and the Real Madrid back.
You know what I think Man United's new signing will be over the winter? Alexis Sanchez.
You done there?
See what I'm doing there?
At the end of the season, we'll say it was like a new signing.
I feel like a lot of their teams are like new signings at the moment, though.
They've actually bought a whole new team, a huge overhaul,
and introduced a whole new starting 11.
I don't know. I wouldn't expect them to do anything because it's hard to really know. Okay, but they probably still need a bit of a better defence. But it's hard exactly to like work out where they need players.
He's a caretaker manager, so if you're going to get a manager in the summer, you don't really want to.
Do you think the managers make that many decisions about the transfers anyway?
I think so.
I don't know if they do it.
I don't know.
Well, I think they. If their new manager came
they ought
in,
to. They ought to
they
be.
Wouldn't
they,
want yeah, they, maybe they're going to work start afresh after the Mourinho.
The thing is, when you give managers complete control of transfers, you get stuff like Harry Redknapp buying Nico Kranjčar at every single club he was at.
Genius every time as well.
apparently Isco should. No. Isco doesn't actually want to leave. Just somebody wrote an article saying he should leave.
Yeah. Well, he's not really playing much at all. Also, Johnny, you were telling me Harry Redknapp was linked with the Oxford United job.
Ah, there's rumours, mate. There's rumours.
Yeah, no, that's what this section's for.
But we secured a 2-2 draw, so they've been quickly abated. Well, there's also that Oxford player that got caught masturbating in the street.
Oh, that was the one. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was good.
That is good.
When you say masturbating in the street, is it like a?
It was a video.
I've got the video actually.
Was he secret? Was it like? Was he secretly masturbating and got caught, or was it like a?
No, no. He was with three lads. He was shouting about it, and like, you know, they were like waving it all around for all to see.
Which in some ways is worse? I don't know. Yeah.
It's not worse than like, because it's just like a drunken gone way too far, you know?
Yeah,
it's not
like,
wait, so you're saying is it worse to secretly masturbate like in a bush? Or is it worse to like
I guess it really
run
depends.
Down the street?
Yeah, it really depends on context. Quite
I'm
a lot,
going
like,
with secretly masturbating in the bush. As long as you're not like you've got some
creeping
shame.
On anybody.
You've got some shame, now, haven't you? Do you know what I mean? Oh, I see. Are you saying masturbating? Like,
was he with a friend? Was he with someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had his mate had his cock out as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously not condoning that. Like, you know, if you masturbate at somebody, then that's sexual assault. You know, sexual like harassment. Obviously not condoning that. I just mean, but if you're just caught, just like, oh, I just thought nobody's watching. And I just like got some, I don't know, got some porn up on my phone and started wanking in this corner.
Or in a bush.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really cold.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. I have to leave this this pod now, so we have to wrap things up.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure. sorry, it was such a short pleasure, Johnny. We'll see you for the full pleasure next week.
Yeah.
Unabated pleasure.
Let's say a fond farewell to Jasper Kawaja.
A fond farewell to you
too. Let's wish a nice goodbye to Luke Stamper.
A nice goodbye to you too.
Auf Wiedersehen to Johnny.
Wunderbar, Auf Wiedersehen.
Yep.
But to me?
Yeah, I'm wishing it to you, yeah.
I thought you'd already said goodbye. Yeah, it's me to say.
Yep. Goodbye. _wolf. There's just time for me to leave you with this. This is from the Michael Owen quotes account, Twitter account. You can follow them at Mickey Owen quotes. And this isn't really a quote, it's more of just a mispronunciation, and it's Mark Battenberg.
Battenberg.
Yeah. So I think that's quite good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Thanks for listening. Farewell, Daniel Storage. That's really good.
Daniel Storage.
Oh, these are great. Okay. Bye bye.
Have you finished?